Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump remains defiant a day after being convicted at his criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking in the lobby of Trump Tower, the former president continued to rage against the legal process that resulted in his guilty verdict, calling the trial very unfair and rigged, describing Judge Marchand as highly conflicted, and saying his gag order is nasty. Trump opened his remarks by warning, "If they can do this to him, they can do it to you." He touted a sharp increase in donations to his campaign and confirmed he would appeal his conviction on all counts. Greg Clugston at Trump Tower in New York.
Regarding the 2024 presidential race, University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry says a key will be how many undecided voters in the handful of swing states are swayed by the Trump verdict.
A few votes either way could make the difference if we do have a close race in 2024. And that's why I say, even if it's just a few people who are impacted and influenced by this verdict against Donald Trump, it could make a difference in his winning or losing.
President Biden says Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel, as he urges Israelis and Hamas to come to a deal to release the remaining hostages for an extended ceasefire. President Biden says both Israel and Hamas must seize this chance.
This is truly a decisive moment. Israel has made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it. Hamas needs to take the deal.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 574 points. The Nasdaq dropped two. This is SRN News. There's a new symbol for the Episcopal Church USA.
You've probably seen the denomination's nearly 100-year-old shield, a white field divided by a red cross with nine small white crosses on a field of blue in the upper left quadrant. Well, Episcopal leadership is debuting a new shield just in time for Gay Pride Month. It keeps the blue field but fills the other three quadrants of the shield with various rainbow pride flags, including the Progress Pride flag and Philadelphia Pride flag. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Samaritan's Purse sent cleanup crews to states savaged by tornadoes and other strong storms this past weekend. Several people were killed by the bad weather in Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham says our relief teams are now deployed in multiple communities, and we also have Billy Graham Rapid Response Team chaplains on the ground ministering to storm victims. This is SRN News. The contributions of the women who helped make the Allies campaign a success have come into sharper focus as the 80th anniversary of D-Day approaches. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Pat Outram, who'll turn 101 next month, was a member of the Women's Royal Naval Service, known as the Rens. And because she was fluent in German, her job was to listen in on German U-boats.
We did so many hours listening, searching on the radio sets to see if we could pick up a German naval station or ship.
Outram says a surreal moment leading up to D-Day was sitting on a cliff overlooking the English Channel and looking up to see Prime Minister Winston Churchill walking toward her. I'm Donna Warder.
The Allied nations barred women from combat, but hundreds of thousands of them worked behind the scenes as codebreakers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.